Hello, Red Wave. Welcome to Beware of Bulldogs, the show where we obsess over Fresno State athletics. We're your hosts, Caleb and Caleb. I'm Caleb, that's Caleb. We make it easy for you. Both with a C. We're both white, if you're turning in audio. Look very similar, so it's easy. We make it easy on you. Mr. Pletz, thanks for joining us. How are you, man?
I am doing well. It was a beautiful day today, and nothing to complain about. Spring is very nice. We got NCAA tournament and basketball wrapping up. It's been exciting, and baseball is in full swing, at least on the college side. So life is good.
Yeah, it's great. I watched Indiana State, watch Indiana State beat Utah today. They deserve to be in the tournament, man. But they've been a lot of fun. If you are new to the show or you're listening later on, we go live every Monday night, other than this week, 7 p.m. This is Tuesday. We are recording on Tuesday night, so we missed you Monday night. I had some family obligations I had to get to. My Cole, actually, who joined for basketball season, is moving out of town for a while, so I had to say goodbye, kick him out. So we had a good time, though. But thanks for tuning in. You can follow us on YouTube, subscribe, turn on the notifications bell, comment, like the video, do all the fun stuff on YouTube. Comment helps out the most. Well, subscribing and commenting helps out the most. You can follow us on X, Beware_Bulldogs, and on Twitter, Beware Bulldogs Podcast. And then our personals are on YouTube. You can find us there as well on X. All right, Caleb. Couple things we're going to get to today. The lineup is short today, but we got to talk a little bit of baseball. There's been some interviews for the basketball coach. We'll run through that. Of course, we'll touch on the other sports going on as well. If you're in the chat, let us know you're here. We're happy to see you. Anything that we need to take care of, Cale, before we get started?
Well, I maybe should clarify, is Cole being run out of town by Coach Hutt or anyone related to him because of his disparaging comments on the show?
No, he has entered the transfer portal. Okay. Like everyone. Which Jalen Weaver, I saw, entered the transfer portal. Mm-hmm. So if I'm correct, that leaves about one player on the team. I think one player with minutes is still there. We'll talk. We may not talk a whole lot, but yeah, it's not looking good for basketball right now when it comes to returning players. Currently, since it is Tuesday night, there is a baseball game going on. The Dogs are in a fight right now against the Roadrunners from Bakersfield. Last time I looked, I haven't looked since we started, we were down 3-1. So it's going to be another fun Tuesday night. We have, gone pretty much bullpen most Tuesdays. And we get a lot of pitchers in. They get a lot of experience. What surprises me, though, is our batting on Tuesdays. I don't know, Caleb, if you have the updated score in front of you and if we've made progress. But we could touch on last week real quick, since we're a little late. UNLV, we played UNLV last week. We swept them. I believe the USC game was a week ago, the Tuesday game, and we did not look good against USC. We lost that one. Caleb, you can go whichever way you want to take this. You could talk UNLV and USC last week, talk about the Roadrunners right now, us against the Roadrunners, wherever you want to go. And it looks like the guys are saying we're still down 3-1 currently.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing here. I got the game tracker up here. So, yeah, in terms of midweek, it's tough for Fresno State fans. I know a lot of fans get frustrated online about our team constantly losing. And I definitely think that the team is trying to win. But at the same time, the midweek games serve, another purpose of, trying to get, the bullpen guys some, live work against, guys that aren't on their same team. So at least last week against USC, the boys got crushed 10-1. Granted, USC, I think, is kind of getting hot right now because they I think they won 2 out of 3 against Oregon State, who's, I think they're in the top 5 or top 10 nationally ranked. So, I think USC is a good team. So not that that excuse is getting crushed 10-1, but, they are a good program. You know, this week with Bakersfield, I mean, they're 7-20 coming into this game. I mean, this should be an easy victory for the boys. But I mean, I think our starter Guerrero, I mean, he got chased early, and so now we'll see how long Statzer can go. But pitching depth is going to be super important going forward, just based off of injuries that happened over this weekend. So Jack Anker got pulled early in the Sunday game with some soreness in his arm, and I think Coach Overland said today when he was talking to Leffler on the pregame show that he's going to miss some time. Not out for the year, at least what they indicated now, but he's going to need to take some starts off. So, this is where you see that the true mark of the team. And if they're able to, step up, and if someone's going to be able to eat up those innings for, a very valuable starter in Jack Anker. I mean, the Dogs are 6-0 in the games he started. He's, I think, 4-0 total. But yeah, the other two games that he didn't get a decision, the Dogs still won. So at least on Sunday, the Dogs got a good relief appearance from Aiden Cremarosa coming in. He ate up 3 1/3, and then Vic Ariola threw the last 3 1/3. Jack leaving in the third inning. So, we have some guys that can go in long relief. It's looking like Jake Riding is going to be that next guy up. And I mean, he had a really strong outing on Saturday, relieving Noah Beal, who got chased early. I think chased in the third. So. Jake Riding threw 5 innings of relief ball on Saturday. So he's kind of next man up, which he's someone that we kind of teased earlier in the season when Beal was struggling a little bit, and say, hey, maybe we get this guy some starts on the weekend. And unfortunately, now that's here. So hopefully Jack's able to rest up and get back into the rotation. Hopefully nothing long term, and obviously Overland's being cautious. He's a sophomore, so he's still got a lot of innings ahead of him, and definitely not wanting to jeopardize his career at all.
Right. The one fear we had is coming true, Caleb, and that's pitching depth, and it's going to be put to the test. No, I think that's good. I think we're going to need these reps for later on in the season. So I hate to see Anchor get injured, any injuries, but this is, I think it can be looked at in a positive light. We're going to get guys some reps here.
Yeah, but I mean, but behind the guys that we mentioned, with Ariola, Offie closing, Riding and Cremarosa, I don't have a ton of confidence beyond them. So it's going to be, relievers 5 through 12 that are going to really have to make a difference, because luckily Hoppy got his mojo back this week, because he had 2 blown saves the week before. And so this week he came in and, slammed the door shut on Friday. And I think that was his only appearance pitching on the weekend. So it's going to be those guys after the usuals on the weekend series to see if, this team is going to be able to last.
Mm-hmm. I see Bulldogs Bob's here. Gilbert's here. Robert's here. And what's up, guys? Thanks for joining. Caleb. So I'm just reading through these. I'm getting to the red wave. You're right. USC won their series against Oregon State, who is ranked number 2 in the country. Gilbert says they should have let Guerrero keep playing in the USC game. He didn't like the switching. And Bulldogs Bob says Ovi did a great job managing the UNLV series. He thought he did a good job taking out, or knowing when to take out, Noah and Jack. And he liked the move of Murph to 7th in the lineup. His bat woke up.
Yeah, I think that was important too, because there's so much pressure and expectation on Murph this year. I think keeping him in the 3 or 4 or 5 batting position, was only hurting that. So when everyone else in the lineup is doing their job and getting on base and getting hits, they can kind of move it around, and to have that powerful of a bat towards the bottom of the lineup is definitely an asset, because I think we all expect that Murph's going to figure it out at some point. I mean, he's so talented that he's going to he's going to get some pitches to hit at some point. So yeah, to have him down lower in the lineup is, it's going to be good. And I mean, you know, Paul keeps coming back to his defense has been spectacular. And so, you know, at least, you know, he does have that, you know, half of his game still to come back to. But overall, offensively, there's a lot of home runs at UNLV this weekend. I guess the weather was kind of crazy, wind blowing out. You know, Dogs putting up 14 on Saturday to thankfully, you know, get enough offense to win, because Dogs gave up 9. So not good. But overall, I mean, it's the Saldivar, Hopvi, it's like the whole, like, the whole lineup is just hitting really well right now. So I can't complain. And to sweep UNLV was huge. That's crazy. 9 straight wins over UNLV. That's 3 sweeps in a row. So if the Dogs are able to sweep them when the UNLV makes the return trip, I mean, that's just embarrassing for UNLV, who I do think is struggling as a program, but good for the Dogs to do this. 'Cause as a, you know, top ranked, you know, conference team, that this is the series, you know, against, I guess, the bottom half, that they need to, you know, show that they are dominant and win and sweep the series. So good for the Dogs. These conference victories are very important, because they all count the same in the conference win column. So yeah, definitely good to get 3 victories.
No, it's great. And I'm really excited for the team. We've said it all year. I'm really excited for him. And, you know, back to Murph moving to 7, or Ovi moving to 7, it's not going to hurt anything right now. You can't, you mentioned it. Team's hitting well. Murph's really the only one that has to figure some things out. You move Murph around, you're not hurting anybody. Actually, only helping Murph. You know, probably nice to, from my perspective, you know, it's nice to see guys bat a couple times. Watch your teammates get up there and then do your thing. Maybe you can see a couple more pitches. So I think it's only helping Murph. All right, let's get to, real quick here, basketball. They talked, basketball coach, there was some talk of interviews going on. And from what we know, there have been a couple interviews. The ones confirmed, there have been 3 confirmed: Ryan Miller, Gus Argenal, and Vance Wahlberg. So if you have been involved at all with talk around the college basketball team, you've heard the name Ryan Miller, Creighton assistant, and Vance Wahlberg, obviously. Gus Argenal might be a new name to you. He's from San Bernardino. He's the head coach at San Bernardino. There were rumors of other, I think the Portland coach, interviewing. He was not interviewed. We can't afford him. So looks like we're sticking to smaller teams, head coaches, and assistants. To me, Caleb, it looks like it's a 2-man race between Vance Wahlberg and Ryan Miller. I did see Gilbert in the chat talk about Quincy Pondexter and how, you know, he says that he believes we need to give him an opportunity to prove himself, and that he would be good for fan engagement, which I don't disagree with. I think Gilbert's right. And from what I've heard, I see Bulldogs Bob comment, I've heard that people who want Vance Wahlberg are building a big NIL chest if he gets the job. I've heard the same thing. There's local companies coming in saying that they're going to give money if Vance Wahlberg is hired as the coach. And we know what's behind Ryan Miller. I believe there's an NIL collective behind him. So that's why I say I believe it's a 2-man race between Ryan Miller and Vance Wahlberg. I don't care. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's been funny seeing, you know, there's really two parties for Wahlberg. I mean, either they love him, or they're very against him as a coach and think he's washed up and it's a, you know, not a system that's going to translate. So very interesting, definitely a polarizing figure, which I think is kind of what you're wanting for a program that is struggling with getting butts in seats and looking for an identity. So I mean, someone that's polarizing, I think is going to be you know, attractive and definitely experienced. And from I've also heard from certain people talking to in the basketball world that, yeah, he supposedly has some local money behind him, which is great. I mean, it's basically what every conversation we have comes down to is, you know, who's going to have the most money. So I think that that's going to do well for him. But you know, a couple of the other, like, you know, bigger program assistant coaches supposedly interested in the job, kind of surprising. Yeah. But it is a Division I head coaching job, and you know, there's got to be some you know, interest, you know, just based on that. So, but I agree with you. Seems like Miller and Wahlberg are probably the top two dogs, and we'll see. I mean, people are saying this week is when the decision is going to be made. We'll see. It seems like usually the deadlines aren't usually met when stuff like this is going to happen. So I would guess it'll probably happen, you know, bleed into next week.
I'd love to see it happen this week, but who knows? I think it will. I think it'll happen this week. From what I've heard Paul say and people I've spoken to behind the scenes, they think it's going to happen this week. So we'll see. We'll see. we'll have something to talk about next week, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and one of the things about, you know, I was thinking, I think last time we came on here, I kind of said, you know what? I don't care anymore who they're going to hire as coach. I just hope that the coach has these, I hope the coach marks these boxes. And I think all the coaches that we're interviewing do. But the one thing I will say is that Vance Wahlberg and Quincy Pondexter, they check the box of, you know, a name that people know around here more than any of the others. So that's what they do have, but Ryan Miller brings the money as well. So who knows? We'll see. I think what I do know is that the coach needs to get in here ASAP because there is no team right now. We don't have anyone. We have very little players actually signed up to play next year. And if we don't get anyone in there soon, we might be holding tryouts, walk-on tryouts.
Right. Yeah, I mean, if we're just scrolling through – like the roster right now, Yap, portal, Tavares, portal, Isaiah Hill, out of eligibility, Chukes Isutua, I don't know. I think he's still on the team. Yep. Jalen Weaver, portal, AJ Robinson, don't know. Jeff Sims, don't know. Enoch, portal, Pope, out of eligibility, Leo, portal, Vasquez, I don't think he's portaled. Pierre Geneste, I don't know. You can answer that one.
No.
Eduardo, I think he's still here. Chase Courtney, I think he's still here. And Ducell, portal / NBA draft. So I think that leaves like three scholarship guys plus all the walk-ons still here. So the new guy needs to get here quick so that way we can start putting the team together. Because something I was thinking about is, like, is it even realistic to recruit, you know, a high school senior at this point? I mean, we basically have to go all grad transfers, right?
Yeah, you're hitting the portal hard. I mean, Bronny James is there now. Might as well just bring him and his dad to Fresno. What the heck?
that would be a name everyone knows. I mean, you know, LeBron, I think, has said in the last week or so that he doesn't know how much time he has left as a player. So, hey, maybe he wants to step into the coaching ranks and coach his son.
The last time the Save Our Center was packed, Bronny James was here playing San Joaquin Memorial.
True.
Bulldogs Bob brings up the listing, the coach – the listing that the school wanted, and they said they wanted a coach with 5 years. Pondexter only has three. What I believe is that they just say that to make the NCAA happy. I don't think that's actually something that they would stick to, especially if there's money behind it, but who knows? I don't know. I'm not on the board. I am curious though, who they selected to be on the board to select the basketball coach and then the AD. I'm very curious about that. I know there's some names being thrown around that people don't want on any of those boards. let's update everybody, Caleb, on softball and water polo and what's going on in those events. I don't know if we brought it up, but last episode we talked about the golf team, and they were in Oregon playing at the Ducks, what I think it was called the Ducks. And I think one of our boys, and I'm forgetting his name. This is the problem, you know, doing it a week later, finished third overall. So as a team, I believe we finished ninth. There were quite a few teams there, so not bad. But Caleb, do you have the softball schedule up in front of you to let everybody know?
Yeah, so the Lady Diamond Dogs moved to 22-11 overall in the season, which is good. They won the weekend series over Loyola Marymount at home. They dropped the Friday game, but then bounced back and won Saturday and Sunday. They played a doubleheader on Friday and then the final game on Saturday. So overall, you know, good to get a series win there for the Lady Dogs, because they had a tough series weekend before against San Diego State. So got a big conference matchup here coming here soon. We got a doubleheader against San Jose State on Wednesday, and then hosting Utah State this weekend. So a couple conference games, and you know, the Dogs have been kind of battling through the conference season so far, at least on the softball diamond. So good to would be good to get some more victories here at this homestand coming up.
And my computer has not been working this entire time, Caleb. I was trying to get to the water polo schedule, but if you could pull that up real quick for me, please do, so we can update everybody on the water polo. The water polo team, they are in conference play, GCC conference right now. My computer doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, let's see. I mean, right now, Go Bulldogs is running on some G5 servers here, so it might take them a minute to load this, and that's just not a today problem. That's a always problem. It's always struggling here. But meanwhile, Fresno State baseball has climbed back. You know, 3-2, the Dogs are trailing now in the fourth inning. So Murph Gray with an RBI single. So hopefully Murph getting back on track here.
Yeah. Okay, but anything else in the Fresno State? Oh, I do have one thing. Michael Walker signed with the Commanders. Mm-hmm. Oh, hopefully he can, you know, make some noise over there. That team could use a pass rusher after losing Chase Young. So I think there's some room for him over there. Anything else in the Fresno State athletics world, Caleb?
Yeah, that's about it. I know that spring practice resumed this week. The football squad had last week off, really the last probably 8 or 9 days off for, you know, spring break. So they're coming back with the spring previews in, you know, a couple weeks now, with the spring game coming up on a Saturday. So yeah, so a lot to develop here. I know that we're probably expecting some guys to hit the portal on the way out at the end of spring, just once they kind of get a feel for the depth chart and where, you know, they might be. So, yeah, spring football is always important, and, you know, just getting through it healthy, I think, is probably more important than anything.
If you play spring ball with a team, you should not be able to transfer. I'm sorry. That's just how it should. That's one rule they should implement for this transfer portal madness. You go through spring ball with the boys, you stay there. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, anyways, you do have a point, and it always just kind of amazes me how these guys are able to, like, actually make things work academically, because I don't know how they're getting these units to transfer, especially when they're, you know, going from maybe state school to private school, but maybe that's the answer. But yeah, they're definitely more athlete than student.
Yeah. I've been saying that for a while now. They are athlete students, not student athletes. Some people don't like that. All right, man. Well, it's a quick one. We will be back. My brother's gone, so I don't have to do a going away party again next week. So Monday night, we'll be back 7 p.m. to talk more of Fresno State athletics. Hopefully, we'll have a basketball coach to talk about, and we can give our initial reactions then. All we ask from you, tell a friend. Enjoy the rest of the day and the rest of your week. Stay safe, stay healthy. Hey, Jesus loves you. And as always, go Dogs.
Go Dogs.